Good evening, everybody. Despite being too late, today I felt like I must do the next episode. I don't know why, but I decided to do it. And however, what's funny, it's like I haven't decided the topic yet. Damn it, it's crazy. But let me tell you guys, what I'm thinking is to tell you about whether studying abroad as a full-time or a part-time student. From my own experience at University of Liverpool, I'm a full-time student here. I'm studying postgraduate. In other words, it's master's. So I will never ever gonna study full-time anymore. You know what? Wait, don't rush to think something bad about education here. Education is super cool. It's not with this way. What we say is, like, the coin has two sides, right? Oh, shit. If I didn't tell you, you would never know how many sides it has, right? It's getting crazy. Okay. All I mean is, like, as a person like me, who loves and who can die about traveling and football, full-time is the worst option to choose. Let me tell you something. The time right now, it's 2 a.m. Can you imagine? I'm still awake. Damn it. I'm supposed to drink my milk and fall asleep, right? But I'm not. So, it's like thanks to, or you can say because of my goodness sake, my assignments. I'm sacrificing my sleeping time and energy to write this kind of long reports because we have deadlines, so we have to work on it. Yeah, you've heard me right. We write reports, sometimes essays about a specific topic that's given to you, and you have to decide which topic to choose because you always have options. What you're gonna write. So my advice is always choose the topic it's like you are able to, you feel like you can do it. It's like, you know, as an Uzbek students tend to think like if they get more complicated topic, they're gonna get higher marks. But it's the opposite here. If you get even more complex topic and if you cannot finish it, you know, you're gonna be in trouble. So always think twice before studying in the UK. And so, you know what, most of the time my friends always ask me how's the life in the UK, and I go like, it's fine, but with British intonation. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when Brits say it's fine, it's never fucking fine. There must be something wrong. Always keep in mind, before visiting the UK, when it's fine, it's never freaking fine. So, you got the idea, right? Let's move on. Okay, back into the education. At the beginning of this semester, I had plenty of enough time, you know, to travel, to enjoy, to spend my time with my friends, to socialize, you know. But now, it's getting even worse. In the beginning of October, I even went to Warrington and Manchester. If I studied a part-time, maybe you would probably, you know, you'd be listening to me from Spain or France. Yeah, I would be traveling there if I was a part-time student. But unfortunately, I'm stuck in Merseyside now, so I'm still waiting for the winter break before Christmas. It's gonna last more than 2 weeks, so it's time for your favorite podcast, Uzbek Pod, will be in London for a while, if everything goes right, because I booked everything, accommodation and a ticket. But who knows what's gonna happen tomorrow, right? So It's just a plan. All right. Sorry if it was quite depressing for you. What I wanted to tell you is, like, always consider if you want to enjoy your traveling, you know, rather than diving into study. Some students find it all right. They just feel better if they study all the time. But if you are a traveler, you know, you better go for a part-time study wherever you go. It doesn't have to be the UK, you know what I'm saying? And what's good is, you know, you can have a part-time job and you never rush because you never get stressed about thinking of deadlines. Because as a part-time student, maybe you're going to study 3 modules and maximum it's going to be 4. So it's just a piece of cake, you know, for the whole semester. You just study 3 subjects. So, isn't it cool? You would be agree with me, right? And so on and so forth. So, you got the idea, right? What's the difference between full-time and part-time study? So, it's a good news because we are back after a long time. Because, to be honest, I was quite lazy to the podcast. But now, it's 2 a.m. and I'm still awake. So there must be some kind of energy that's holding me to be awake and to do this podcast. So, and also, I won't promise, but I will do my best, you know, we'll be talking more about different topics. And at the same time, I would kindly ask you, don't stop sending me your emails. My email's address is still the same. You can get it in the description of this episode, or you can just type UzbekPod in your favorite messenger. That's Telegram, right? And in Telegram, you know, I'll be posting also some beautiful video editing stuff. From time to time, you know, wherever I go, I try to take some beautiful videos and put it into my channel so people can, if people can find me, they can see it and they can enjoy watching the scenery. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you for today. Even if it's a bit short episode, I hope you don't mind it. Because, you know, I just didn't want to talk about a specific topic. So, it came randomly, so you got the idea. But anyways, it's too late for lazy pandas like me, you know. It's time to sleep, so I'm feeling a bit tired. But thanks for listening to our humble podcast. I always enjoy your receiving your emails and, you know, receiving your feedback. You can send me your feedback, and even if it's a criticism, you know, I'd love to improve. If something goes wrong, if something bugs you during our podcast, we can fix it. So it's up to you. This is the idea of Japanese principle Kaizen. If you heard about it, if you're not, it's fine. Kaizen is like, you know, constantly improving this kind of stuff. If you send me your feedback, I also start improving my podcast and my, you know, speaking style or whatever. So, I think it's enough. Enough talk. Let's sleep this time. Alright, as usual, you take care. Goodbye.